Welcome to the Pub Quiz Pod.
Liam, I'm excited for this one.
So am I.
I'll tell you why. I think we're excited for the same reason, aren't we?
I think so.
Our guest, Ash Tyson, very, very, very funny comedian. She basically, and I didn't know this till recently, till we were chatting about her coming on the show, she basically followed both of us quite early on.
She's got a great, great comedy instinct.
Yeah, clearly. She's a comedy groomer. She gets them while they're young, while they're fresh. And then I've got a feeling, I'd like to think that... The algorithm, who I sort of like see as the eye of Sauron, just sort of this all-knowing thing, saw that she followed both me and you, and then suddenly we sort of started chatting, and then now we're here.
So she's brought this pod together.
Should be hosting it, really. She should be. Have you seen her Instagram story today?
You know what? Yeah, I did have a little glance. She's documenting her journey down, isn't she?
We are literally live tracking it. It's brilliant.
She's like a parcel. I feel like I'm going to get a notification saying she's in the hedge out the front or something. They've left her behind the wheelie bin. We've got to go collect her.
Got a rearranged delivery date. That's annoying. We've set up all the microphones.
She's been left with the neighbours. Oh, God.
I think our plan is, from the latest I've seen on the Instagram story, is to go on the London Eye.
Have you been on the London Eye?
Oh, yeah, when I was very young. I think I enjoyed it. I think now I'll get too claustrophobic.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Do you get anything like that, claustrophobia?
I do a bit. But I feel like it's one of them things that, at school... Remember, like, we were always bloody caving, always like a residential with caving. And I sort of thought, blimmin' hell, claustrophobia is going to be a big part of my life unless I sort this out. But then, as soon as you sort of get past like 12 or 13, no one's making you go in a cave anymore. You know what I mean?
Say,
no one's,
mate,
making you abseil or rock climb.
I've got to say, in terms of, and it's lucky you're sort of, you don't do a huge amount of this sort of like relatable. Does anyone notice? But I don't think most people go caving as kids.
No, did you not?
No,
it's like a school residential. No, it wasn't like on a weekend, but it was a school residential.
No,
you never do any of them? And there'd be your usual stuff. Archery, one day.
Yep.
That was an alright day.
Yeah, a bit of that.
Rock climbing.
Yeah, bit of that.
Abseiling.
Bit of that.
Caving.
I just think we didn't have many caves in Berkshire. Maybe that was it. Maybe you just were in a sort of like... An area with a high density of caves. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, she's definitely coming because we can see her. She'd get her on Find My Friends. She'd get you on Find My Friends, actually. That'd be nice.
You can see where people are.
Yeah.
But have you got mates on that?
No, but I'd like to have you on it.
Be nice, wouldn't it? Just see what each other's doing.
Yeah.
Every now and then, bit
more. Imagine you're just hanging
What's
out.
Jake doing?
I imagine you're just hanging out in the middle of Lidl, just having a little look what they've got on. I can see you. If I just close my eyes.
I do shop at Lidl.
Yeah.
It's not a promotion.
Great.
Just closest.
But I do. If I close my eyes and I picture you, the background is always the middle of Lidl. I don't know why. Right.
Got a bit confident.
Let's head over. I mean, we don't need to rush because I think she's still... I can literally see she's still a little while away.
She's halfway
up the
London
Eye. Let's get ourselves settled, shall we?
Let's do it. Yeah.
All right. So joining our pub quiz team this week is a comedian and viral sensation who, despite her at being "no hun, I don't have TikTok," is all over TikTok. Okay, so it doesn't really work. It's Ash Tyson.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
That's okay. Thanks for having me.
Where have you come from today to be in this pub quiz team?
Yorkshire.
You've come all the way from Yorkshire to do this?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure now for us to
It's kind of a big deal. I hope you make me laugh.
Hang on a minute. Whoa, I was really relying
on a good laugh.
Going to be a bit more collaborative.
Well, I told my partner it's worth it for the good laugh that I'm about to have.
Yeah, this is so. Okay. I feel like you've sort of not gauged what we're here for. We're here to answer a quiz and answer it well.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a show. Yeah.
How is your quizzing prowess?
Really good.
What? Do you have specialist subjects?
Yeah. Quizzes, pubs.
Sorry. So your specialist quiz subject is the quiz itself?
Yeah, pub quizzes.
God,
itself.
I hope our quizmaster has gone as meta as that, as to put around about quizzes in the quiz.
Yeah.
Is there any topics that is like, if that came up, you're like, right, I'm into my own here.
Probably music.
Okay. What music do you like?
She's cool.
I love any type of music, honestly. But I really like... My favourite style of music is like disco, funk, soul.
Yes.
Like
nice.
I like Motown.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm so with you. I've not been able to really get into much modern music. I sound like an absolute philistine, but
same. Like when I'm out on like a night out and like modern music comes on, I feel like a dick. Like I can't. Like I start getting really awkward when like... when like modern music comes on, because I feel like I can't dance to it.
I was literally having this conversation the other day about how, and being in a club at uni, or like, I don't know, being like 19, 20, being in a club, and it's all just like that, like music that is just sort of like noise, there's no sort of actual lyrics, and everyone's just going like that.
for the pod. I'm just sort of got my two fingers up. And that's not that, that's not losing control of your body and feeling in the moment. That's just going, I can't really imagine you ever losing control of your body in the moment.
Right? Do you lose control of your body in the moment?
He gets loose.
I can always...
Seizures.
I know you like a night out, but I've never seen you dance. I actually see you as sort of on the edge of the dance floor reading the back of your beard, being like, that's...
I went out last week.
Go on.
Do you know what it is? It's like with like house music, I feel like I'm expected to dance. If like I was in a bar and like we found love in a hopeless place, you know.
Wow,
like,
you've got a voice on you as well.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, it's kind of what I'm here for. if like that song came on, you know, when it kicks in, I don't know. There's something about me that's like, don't tell me what to do. I'm not about to dance right now.
Dance music. And now here's the dance bit. Here's the dance bit. You've had your singing bit, and now it's the dance bit. Dancing.
Go. Yeah, no, I can't.
Do you ever buy into these like TikTok dances as well? Were you doing the apple dance and all
those?
No.
I mean, you might catch one or two, but no, not typically. No.
So we like to ask our guests the most interesting fact they know. It could be something you've heard recently, something that you carry around with you as an anecdote at parties. Do you crack out facts at parties to impress people?
Yeah.
Who do you think
Trust
I am?
Trust me, I go to plenty of house parties.
No time for dancing.
So, just off the top of my head.
which it absolutely isn't.
My fact would be that if a spider web was the same width as a pencil, it would stop a Boeing 747.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if a spider's, like the string that comes out of a spider's web was as thick as a...
As a pencil.
It would stop a Boeing 747.
Yeah.
Sorry, so if it was a whole... And I'm assuming you probably don't know the intricate details, but if it was a proper...
No, I do.
No,
I'm not an amateur.
Does it have to be a full web of all the webs being the density of a pencil? Or is it just one like that, straight across the sky, plane comes into it.
So it would stop it.
I imagine it's like...
And I've always wondered, why don't they think of that? No, like when they're trying to stop a Boeing 747.
Yeah. But I think they opt for breaks, don't they?
It's not fair. We've got so many poor spiders and we could put so many of them into Earth.
But that is genuinely, if true, which I'm not disputing, it is a very interesting fact.
It's true.
Stop being so sceptical of the guests, Liam.
Can I just ask, if true
and assume you don't know the details?
I can't disclose where I know it from, but just trust me.
Okay.
ChatGPT.
Before we get...
Disclose it very quickly.
Yeah. Before we get into the quiz, obviously all quiz teams need a quiz team name.
Yeah.
Do you have one for us?
I was thinking I'm just going to go off the top of my head. Half a pint of laughter and a packet of crisps.
Oh.
That should have been the name of the pod, actually.
That should have been the name of the pod. That's beautiful.
That is really good.
Can we change the name of the podcast?
Why didn't we think of
half a pint of laughter and a packet of crisps?
Have you ever watched that show? Do you know what I'm referencing?
Doesn't reference quiz, though, does it?
No, but...
Half a pint of laughter and a packet of quiz.
There we go. So basically, what we do is we have a pub quiz sent in by a UK quizmaster. We don't know who they are. Don't know anything about them. All we know is that they've sent it in... And then we go from there. So this week, it's a very special Quizmaster this week. It's Quizmasters. Oh my gosh, it's plural.
Oh.
This sounds familiar.
This is ominous. What's happening here? I don't know what's going on. For any fans of the pod, you'll remember Max and Ed. As a big fan of the pod, you'll remember Max and Ed, won't you?
Max and Ed. Me.
Max. So Max and Ed from the Haverstock Tavern in Chalk Farm, they're back with another quiz.
So we have had these guys sent in a quiz before. I believe it was episode four, Sophie Shad.
Yeah. Max and Ed sent in.
I think someone's listening. Someone's here to work, not just that.
Yours is nearly finished.
You're on your second.
Realised it was a competition.
Max and Ed have sent in a quiz before. And from what I recall, we deduced from Max and Ed that it could potentially actually be Max and Edna. Mm. There was a lot of stuff that... A lot of questions that seemed to indicate they were an older couple.
I see.
The fact they do a quiz together every
week...
Was it
complaining?
It was a bit... Was it what?
Moaning.
A lot of moaning in there.
Oh, I thought so.
Yeah, a bit of moaning.
A lot of bickering. A lot of bickering. Do we bicker, do you think?
A little bit.
Do we bicker,
but it's all friendly. It's not friendly, but we get over it.
Do you bicker with your partner?
Yeah, oh god, yeah.
What's the main pet peeve?
Oh.
God, there's that many. I can see sort of like a scrolling list.
I'm trying to think of my top three. Probably put your clothes away.
Yeah.
Put your clothes on.
Put your clothes on. Take your clothes off.
And
there's four people here and the camera.
We've never had a guest wink at the camera before down the barrel like that.
Yeah, trust me, I've got two eyes I can do.
Trust me, I've got two eyes.
Trust me.
Sorry, I'm being silly.
So if you
I'm in a silly mood. It was that one pint that I had before I came here.
Was it a nerve study or were you just looking for a pint?
I was so nervous. No, not nervous to come on the podcast, Jesus. I was nervous to be in London because it's so loud here.
Oh, no. Yeah. Was it quite overwhelming when you arrived?
So overwhelming. I said yesterday, listen, I'm going to the Big Smoke, the concrete jungle.
Yeah.
So give me some suggestions.
Who's he saying this to, by the way? ChatGPT?
No, in the mirror. And people responded and gave me loads of suggestions. And as I opened them, I was like, yeah, put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Put a pin in that. When I get there, I'll sort that right out.
That's a great phrase. Put a pin in that.
Pop a pin in that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when I got to London, I was just like, I don't even know where to start here. Like, so what I did instead is I bought a phone charger and I charged my phone up.
That's what you've been doing?
Yeah.
You've been here for how many hours?
I got a hot chocolate and then I got the train to London, yep. Canada Water, yep. And then I went to the derelict shopping centre that they have there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, I got there and I just wandered around for a little bit and then I sat on the floor.
Of the Derrick Shopping Centre?
Yeah, I sat on the floor and just like went on my phone for a little bit.
ChatGPT, no doubt.
I was just, yeah. I asked ChatGPT, where's quiet in London?
What did it say?
It said, you've got no signal, I'm on tube. I'm on tube, so it didn't work. I was like, I'm going to go for have a tourist day. And then when I got here, it was so loud. There were so many people that I just like needed to find a quiet space immediately or my head was going to explode. So I just sat near cash machine outside that shopping centre. So I've literally done nothing except for hide.
Well, do you know what? You're going to achieve something
but
today.
You found me.
We're going to achieve something now because we're going to answer Max and Edna's quiz, which if you want to play it in real life, you can visit it at the Haverstock Tavern on Sundays at 7:30. Round one is general knowledge.
Haverstock Tavern in Chalk Farm. Just
yeah.
To be,
yeah, just to specific there. Undermine me there.
Yep.
The I fucked it, basically.
We don't bicker. We don't bicker.
I fucked it. We never bicker. Round one is general knowledge.
Yeah.
General knowledge. How are you feeling on general knowledge?
Oh, stunning.
You're a woman of the world?
Yeah, of course I am.
All right. Didn't you get defensive about it?
I don't know if you heard that. I was at Canada Water.
I don't know if you heard, I sat on the floor by an ATM.
So there's five questions in each round. We'll do three rounds. So question one, round one. Which of the, and this is multiple choice, I recall from them, they did like a multiple choice
multiple
now and then, but,
too,
but
yeah.
With no consistency, classic. Some rounds might be, some questions and rounds might not be. Which of these individuals has not won the Nobel Prize for Literature?
Oof.
And our options are Bob Dylan, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, William Golding or Sally Rooney?
Wow. Okay, big question to kick off with. Ash, big into literature?
I'm just going to go off my gut instinct here.
Okay, sure. Straight
and
sure.
And it's going to be William Golding, because I feel like William Golding sounds noble to me.
Yeah, which is useful, but the question is which is not
oh,
won
okay,
the Nobel
okay,
Prize.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go Bob Dylan then, because Bob Dylan is a guitarist, no?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I think, though, he's a guitarist with a lot of very poignant lyrics. And maybe
is he
lyrics.
Actually a guitarist?
Well, he plays guitar big time.
Okay,
yeah. He plays guitar, harmonica, but known for his lyrical prowess. Does that mean that maybe some of those lyrics have been put into put up for the Nobel Prize for Literature? I don't know.
Yeah, he could be the decoy there. Like
William Golding did Lord of the Flies.
That's a classic, isn't it?
You do that in school.
Yeah.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn, none of us know who the hell he is. Sally Rooney did Normal People. And, I mean, I don't know if she got a Nobel Prize for...
Did she? Was she the writer of Normal People?
Yeah, Normal People, wow. Yeah. I don't see why she'd have got a Nobel Prize for that. It's
yeah,
just
but maybe that's not her only work.
I think Bob Dylan's won it, you know?
Yeah.
You do?
I do, I really do. He's the only one I think has won it.
I don't know why you'd put him in there if he hadn't. You know what I mean? 'Cause it'd be...
No, it's a decoy, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do you know what? The spirit of this podcast, we always think, if the guest has got a gut feeling
is
and none of us are
question?
Sure,
yeah.
We should just go for what the guest thinks.
Yeah,
if you think it's Bob Dylan, I'll go Bob Dylan.
Do you want to go Bob Dylan?
Okay then.
Okay then. All right.
Yeah.
The way you just so quite flippantly said okay then makes me think you're not as invested in the competitive nature of this quiz, Ash.
Well, my gut is not someone to trust.
Oh gosh, I forgot your IBS.
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
How so, is that no, these days, by the way?
No, absolutely, absolutely fine. And helping me out with pub quizzes also. Bob Dylan, let's go for it.
All right. Okay. Question two: which of these celebrities has not been arrested? Are four options: Robert Downey Jr., Pete Doherty, Hugh Grant, John Krasinski. So Pete Doherty definitely has.
Yeah, for all the drugs.
All sorts. You know Carl Barrett, who he's in Libertines with, he robbed his house. Yeah.
Shut
robbed
up.
His
house. Oh yeah. My God, did he show robbed up at like the pub wearing his clothes?
He turned up the next day. Oh,
I'm going to start playing this guitar.
Hang on, that's my, they're my jeans.
No.
And on the back of that, Carl's gone, I'm calling the police.
No.
You're getting arrested, buddy. What we do know is Robert Downey Jr. has been arrested. That's
okay.
For certain.
Okay.
Because he, remember Christian and Guru Murthy was like, let's talk about like when you were on drugs and you got in, we were in prison. And he was like, what the hell are you doing, man? And he stormed off.
No, really.
Oh, I don't remember.
Stormed
that.
The hell off, yeah, yeah. You don't remember the back catalogue of Christian and Guru Murthy's interviews on Channel 4?
No.
I need to get a life.
So
and Hugh Grant has been arrested.
Oh, has he?
Okay.
For soliciting the services of a sex worker in America.
Well, in that case, I've got a gut feeling that it might be John Krasinski.
Yeah. God, weird how you've got the credit for that one there, Ash.
Yeah. It's like, that's all mine, baby.
Yeah, Hugh Grant got arrested for soliciting a sex worker.
What?
You wouldn't afford it, would you? You
imagine being arrested while horny.
While
giving him a turn you want even more. The handcuffs going on.
Oh, there we go. I'm busy.
Oh, hello. Who's organised this one?
This is certainly making matters worse.
I've never been arrested while horny.
Have you been arrested?
No, never. No. I've never been horny either.
Have you ever been arrested?
Huh?
Any police trouble?
Any police trouble? So on one occasion, me and my friend Greg, you may have heard of him on the podcast before because he's the only friend I have or reference. We were about 15 years old and a police car stopped next to us and we had a bit of cannabis.
Oh
dear.
And we threw it in the bush. And they stopped and said, "You're right, guys, you look a bit chilly. Do you want a lift to wherever you're going?" And they just gave us a lift.
Oh, my
God. And you jumped in?
I jumped in, yeah. But I've thrown away the cannabis.
Oh, well, were you smoking it at the time?
No, we just had it for show.
Did you go back and get it?
We would just carry it around.
No,
I'm not joking. We generally had it for show. we had a little bit in cling film. I'll be honest with you. Me and Greg didn't really have much luck picking up cannabis.
Yeah.
Our cannabis career was short-lived. Because the dealer we had, we called him and he was like, "Right, I'll meet you at the park." And we were like, "I know what he means by that." So I met him at the park and he was like, "Right, give me the money, £10. And getting a small amount, it's for show."
Yeah.
And we got it and it was quite woody yeah. And brown and had gradient in it. And it felt like bark and it smelt like bark. And when we tried to light it, it definitely burnt like bark. And we realised it was bark.
It was bark.
But we went back three more times to him. We just had seen in films of like oh, yeah, that's my dealer. You've got to be loyal to your dealer, man. So then we just went back for three.
Be loyal to your dealer, man.
You've got
to give him his tenner every month.
I was once with some friends and was going to buy some weed when I was younger, when I was about 14. And they were like, "Oh, we need £10 for a tens." And I was like, "Well, what's like, if we've got £4, we'll just get a fours." and they all started laughing and like my face went entirely bright red and then my head exploded and I died.
Okay, question three. According to the New York Post, which two baby boy names feature most frequently among the world's billionaires? So we've got four options, so I'm assuming we're circling two here, are we? The four options are John, David, Mark and Bill.
It's going to be John and David, I imagine, because of like they're like religious names.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, David. I don't know if we're going with sort of gut, which seems to be the theme of our sort of strategy.
Gut.
Yeah, I think David is speaking to my gut.
Mm.
All right, let's go, David.
And then who else do you want to go for? John.
John.
Bloody hell, that was simple, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Next up,
According to the British Heart Foundation, what is the current average wait time for an ambulance after a stroke or heart attack?
Keep it light.
Very rogue question there.
Keep it light, guys.
Okay, I've got an idea about the people that have got this quiz.
Go on.
They've got a heart condition.
You've really delved deep there.
They're trying to put a complaint in.
Yeah.
They're trying to get the general consensus.
Really passive aggressive. Really.
According to you, how quick did they come for you?
What's the wait time to get through to BT when you're not happy with your broadband?
Okay, so what are the answers?
So 7 minutes, 17 minutes, 27 minutes, or 47 minutes. So average wait time for an ambulance after a stroke or a heart attack. 7, 17, 27, or 47. I think 47 seems a bit, as an average, I think that would probably be the higher end of the spectrum, 47. I don't think it'd be 47. 7 is very quick. Or maybe they're giving real props to the...
Yeah.
To the ambulance services. Maybe we're going, yeah, no, they're there in 7 minutes.
Maybe. I don't know, man. I mean, you'd hope it's not... I think it might be 27. I think that's... If we're going on guts.
Yeah. You happy with 27?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. You look very worried.
No, I'm very happy about 27. I'm really happy about 27.
Well, you shouldn't be that happy, okay? Because that's actually a very life-threatening amount of time to be waiting.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Edna.
And final question of the round. According to YouGov... Which topic do British people think isn't covered enough in by the British media?
They're just airing grievances now, aren't they?
Yeah,
you really are.
Yeah. What's happened is, according to Max,
they basically had their quiz featured in the first time of the podcast, and they thought, bloody hell, we've got a platform now.
We're in the media.
Yeah, we can
now
affect
which
change.
Area can we cover?
We can affect the change.
Yeah, it's gone to their head second time round, yeah. Okay, we've got some points. We've got a platform now, Edna, and we need to make some points. How long do you have to wait for a bloody... And you've
we've got a direct line to both of their listeners. Yeah. This is amazing. Yeah.
So what isn't... what do most British people think isn't covered enough by British media? Is it science, light-hearted news, crime, or world news?
I think it's light-hearted news.
I'm going to go light-hearted news.
I think most British people would be like, oh, it's all doom and gloom. I don't bloody bother with the news anymore. It's all doom and gloom.
But it is the one thing it isn't really covered. Yeah. And I don't... I've been in a car before, and it's come on the radio. I've been in a car driving sort of in the south of England, and it's come on the news going stabbing in Northern Ireland this morning. And it's sat there going... What do I need to hear about this?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Why is this? Why is the music being interrupted for been a stabbing in Northern Ireland? Why does anyone need to know that?
Hope you enjoying your day. People dead.
Yeah.
I don't quite do it like that. Yeah.
I'm quite with
it. I mean, and also the world of light-hearted news is such a great one. If you ever go on like the bizarre section of the Metro or the Mail, and you get like there was a great one last year of a scientist who like he hit. In the scientific community, world fame of this photograph he'd had of Jupiter. And then everyone was like, oh my God, no one's photographed Jupiter like this. It's so beautiful, it's so detailed. And it turned out he'd scammed everyone and he'd taken a photo of a slice of pepperoni very close up and made it look like Jupiter. And there was outroar of it. There was another one of like, in the chess community, someone thought... This major chess player had been cheating with like vibrating anal beads that vibrated every time that like he was like, no, fucking knight to e4, mate, knight to e4. The world of light-hearted news is so good.
Morse code for vibrating anal beads. I think people would like to hear about that. I think you'd have a happier day if you woke up and heard, chess champion using anal beads to win. Yeah. Everyone goes, oh, that's fine. Rather than wake up and going, oh, someone got stabbed in Northern Ireland. Mm. Oh, right, is it a threat to the public? No, just thought you should know. Oh, cheers, lovely. I'll crack on with the day. Bizarre, isn't it? Okay, should we do the answers?
Yeah, how are we feeling after that round? So out of five, what do you predict? We had the literature one. I'm not sure we've nailed that. I do think we've done well on the people who've been arrested. In terms of baby boys, we've gone with our gut. I mean, what do you think? Maybe hopefully a 3 out of 5 would be a solid score?
I think 3 out of 5 would be solid.
Yeah.
Okay, so the individual who has not won the Nobel Prize for Literature, we won't be you for this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We said Bob Dylan, didn't we?
Yeah.
All because of you, by the way.
All because of you.
No, but I'm thinking my gut...
Oh, your gut's having a funny turn, is it?
Yeah.
It's hurting
I've turned the page to now we can see the answers. And
it's because I'm in London. I was thinking about my gut in Yorkshire.
Oh, always happens.
Yeah, I was listening with a Yorkshire accent. I think it might actually be John Krasinski.
Yeah, no, that was the question after. So the answer was Sally Rooney. Okay, so that's, we got that wrong. We went with Bob Dylan. The answer was Sally Rooney. But that's okay. I don't think we really knew that, did we? We were guessing. Question two. Which of these celebrities has not been arrested? We went through all of them and could pin an arrest on all of them other than John Krasinski. Mm. And we were right. It is John Krasinski.
Yeah, I fucking knew that.
You did, didn't you?
I could have you told you that right from it. The beginning before you asked
All you do is bang on about John Krasinski.
I know it. But it's annoying me, actually. I thought you were going to be here today. I'm here having your back for what, John?
Now, this is quite impressive. According to New York Post, which two baby names feature most frequently among world billionaires? We had to say two. You went straight in. You just went John and David.
Yeah, I knew it would be John and David.
You bang on. It is John and David.
I knew that.
So do we get 2 points for that? Are we giving ourselves 2 points? I think so. I think it'd be harsh to go, you have to get both of them to get a point.
I think if I was running this quiz, and I don't mention this enough on the podcast, but I do run pub quizzes, I would give half a point for each.
Yeah.
I'd give half a point for each. Where do you stand on that, Ash?
I'm just glad to know that my gut never fails.
So
half
okay,
a point each.
Let's have a point then. So we got both of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, let's give ourselves a point.
And he's put a bit of information here, or they've put a bit of information here. There are 12 billionaire Johns and 12 billionaire Davids.
Ew.
So it's tied. Mark,
you've gone with an ew.
Yeah, because don't you ever feel like you're saying to one billionaire, like, as a kid's a bit.
Yeah, the fact that there's more than one billionaire is a bit...
30 quid, yeah. Like, yeah. Or summer, come on.
Train fare, yeah. Train fare down here. Someone could have covered that, couldn't they?
Come on, my train fare for a podcast, please.
So bringing the tone back down, according to the British Heart Foundation, what is the current average wait time for an ambulance after a stroke or heart attack?
I'm hoping it's one of the smaller numbers, right?
It's 47 minutes. Ooh. And I just think we need to talk about
That's
this
terrible.
Because this isn't right.
Yes.
Come this on, then.
NHS, pull your fingers out of your bums because this just isn't.
Yeah, not fingers.
I'm going to stop you there, buddy. I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to stop you there and I'm going to say, yeah. Let's.
You've got your whole fist up your bottoms
and, your
and there's
elbow.
People on the floor. With a stroke?
No, this is
and this isn't
really
good enough.
Now,
yeah, yeah, I'm really angry.
Pull your bloody finger.
I don't
out.
Think we should be having a go at the NHS, guys. They're the ones having to deal with this. I think it's the funding to the NHS.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think NHS. We need to fund the NHS.
Yeah.
So NHS. They can have faster cars. That's not the problem, is it? It's not the horsepower.
It's an old it's banger, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not the horsepower.
Base
at all,
it off
is
straight
it?
Away, but with that fucking engine, they can't get anywhere. I was only joking.
No, it's not the NHS's fault. Yeah. It's the government's fault, seriously, and it's also Jake's.
Yeah. So come on then, final question.
So we were wrong with that, unfortunately. And final question, according to YouGov, which topic do British people say isn't covered enough by the British media? We went lighthearted news because we want to see more.
If we know the British people like we think we know the British people, it is got to be lighthearted news.
It's science.
Oh!
What fucking nerds.
We
should have guessed
enough,
from YouGov.
Yeah.
We should have guessed from YouGov.
No, YouGov do all sorts of stuff. Don't just slag off YouGov
right,
now.
Fair enough.
Stop slagging off all these all British right. institutions.
YouGov apologise.
First the NHS, now YouGov.
YouGov apologist over here.
Science. Really? People want to know more about science?
No, I think that that's why people don't want to know about science and that's why they don't talk about it.
Yeah, agreed. No. YouGov can fuck off.
Yeah, so, YouGov.
Oh, so at the end of that round, it's a 2 out of 5. At least we're off the mark. You know what I mean? We won't want to be coming out with a 0 there and feeling like pressure's on the next round. We got 2.
Yeah.
If we can get another 2 good rounds under our belt... This could still be a respectful score, but two's not brilliant.
It's not brilliant. I'm going to mount the pressure a little bit.
I'm actually really annoyed.
I don't think Ash Tyson came from Yorkshire to London to get a 2 out of 5
no, I'm actually,
level quiz. We need to step this up a little bit.
I'm getting more annoyed by the second.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
I can really tell.
I'm getting really mad.
Okay, well, look. You said your specialist subjects were going to be what again? Sorry? Quizzes and singing.
Music and comedy.
Well, Ash Tyson, I can tell you that the next round is entertainment.
Yay!
Okay, so I really think we are going to come into our own here.
Okay.
Question number one. What is the most popular social network in the UK? Is it WhatsApp, YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook? And they have defined popularity as the percentage of people that have a positive opinion of the brand.
WhatsApp. It's interesting that it's... is multiple choice, but it's not been formatted in the way any of the other multiple
Absolutely
choice
Absolutely not,
has
just
been done.
Listed in prose.
Yeah.
Look, so this is tricky because popular social network, I would say, in terms of people using it, everyone uses WhatsApp.
Yeah.
But if
Even
we're talking about positive opinion, I mean, WhatsApp, I don't think anyone has an opinion, positive or negative.
Well,
like,
you can't have a negative opinion on WhatsApp, really, can you? Because
it's just a function of the phone. Yeah, you have to message people, don't
you? Sorry, defined by a percentage of people who have a positive opinion. That is very different. Because I was going to say Facebook. I thought it was Facebook. That's still the most used, apparently, I've heard. Yeah. But by popular opinion...
Well, look, call me a prick. Please do.
Prick.
There we go. But let's move on now.
Just once, that'll do.
I needed that. Right, I can focus now. Call me a prick, but I think Instagram and Facebook immediately stand out as the two ones that people are going to... People are always slagging those two off, aren't they? Instagram because it's bad for your mental health. Facebook because... It's bad for your mental health. So, are we happy to rule those two out?
Yeah.
I think it might be Facebook. I think we could get surprised and it'd be
most
Facebook.
Popular.
But I just think as a shock. I don't agree with it. WhatsApp's fairly inoffensive, isn't it? People use it a lot, and it's sort of like.
My only worry is that because it's inoffensive, yes, people don't have a negative view of it, but are they going to say on a survey, I bloody love WhatsApp,
big fan
and
of
write
that,
it down?
Because I think people probably
paper.
Associate it with work and stuff, so it's not like you're not beaming towards it of like. Oh, that's sort of where I chat to all my work colleagues and in my work group chat. So maybe YouTube in terms of like it's entertainment. It's fairly inoffensive. It's managed to stay.
I mean, my granddad's being radicalised on YouTube at the minute, I think.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, because he watches one video and then it just goes like on the algorithm, you know, like it just keeps getting
YouTube
worse
shorts.
And worse.
That's so interesting because my argument was going to be that YouTube doesn't really have the same similar sort of algorithm that just feeds you crazy.
Oh, it does.
My dad's... Thing is, like, you go around his house now, and he'll be like, "Have you seen that video of that guy in Bangladesh who built a swimming pool in the jungle? No, watch this." And he'll hold it in front of you, and you've just got to watch it.
7 minutes.
It's like, fucking, that's 7 minutes long. Like, watch it. It's gonna get really good in a minute. Finish that one. God, and actually, he built a house there as well. Watch this. He loves the satisfaction of you watching it. And he's like, oh, I really enjoyed this. I want you to see it as well.
I remember I had that at a wake before. So I think it was like maybe like my nan's funeral or something years ago. No, just some bloke going, have you seen this? It's a funny parody advert. Yeah. And you sit there like, yeah, that's a good one. You like that one? Well, I'll show you this one. And you're like, what the fuck am I watching?
Do you know what I love when someone goes like, where they go... Ash, you're going to love this. You're going to piss yourself. Trust me, you could absolutely howl. And then, like, because I know they're watching me, because they're not watching the phone, I'm going... You've got to build it up.
You're not actually even watching what they're showing you. You're just focusing on your own reaction.
Because they told you.
Is this a punchline
you're
bit?
You're going to love this one. Yeah, literally.
It's a punchline.
Because you're an autopilot, honestly, I've had it where I go, that's not the bit.
Yeah, that's not the funny bit.
Why are you laughing at that?
It's not finished. Yeah.
That's the bit where he talks about his wife dying. Sorry.
It's annoying as well when it's a video and you can see the bar going across the bottom of like how long it's been and you've been watching it for like 10 seconds and the bar's like, nothing's gone. You're like, I've got another minute of this. Just sort of like smiling at a screen, not knowing what's going on.
So WhatsApp or YouTube?
I would vote YouTube.
Yeah. I'm honestly, this is a situation where I'm happy for the guest to take the lead on this.
Yeah. Okay, what's my gut saying?
Look down at it as well.
I am going to look down at it. How am I going to know what it's saying? WhatsApp.
Oh, okay.
WhatsApp, we have circled. Question number two.
I am in London. Gut works.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I thought you just had to sort of make that clear every sort of like 10 to 20 minutes.
No, I was
minutes.
Just saying.
I am in London.
just also pinching herself
as
well.
Right now.
I am in London. I'm in London. I'm on a pod.
Did you used to come to London a lot as a kid?
Well, I used to live in Kent.
Did you used to come to London a lot as a kid?
So I used to come to London a lot as a kid.
Oh, right.
Sometimes.
You used to come to London a lot as a kid? You used to live in Sussex. What would you do? What was the big things you'd do? Science Museum,
I don't really know. London Dungeons, I don't really
H&M.
Go around the bed.
I've once went to that... did you just call me weird?
Huh?
Did you just call me weird?
No, I said very... He said about you going around the bend.
He's a callback.
And I said very good. And you said, you just fucking call me weird.
Yeah, no, I was really ready to tackle those rumours.
That very Yorkshire side coming out of you.
Yeah, you were like...
You would say what?
Someone say what, mate? When I got diagnosed with ADHD, I said, that makes total sense because I've been seeing red.
Wow, you said that?
Yeah. And she was like, what, you've been fist fighting with people? And I said, yeah, I've been fist fighting, but I can't tell you about it because I was seeing red. All I know is that I won.
Really?
And she said, yeah, tick. And then she diagnosed me.
Wow.
Was she qualified?
And she didn't know you were just doing a bit.
Well, I just bear up.
Yeah. I remember, speaking of people getting sensitive, I remember having some builders once around at a uni house I was in. And they were like, you're right, if we go upstairs, mate. Like, it was a bit of a... bit of a meathead. He was like, "You mind if we go upstairs, mate?" I went, "Yeah, knock yourself out." He went, "You fucking what?" I went, "Yeah, it's just to say, knock yourself out." He went, "Fucking, who's getting knocked out?" No. And then his mate was being like, Terry, no, it's fine. No, it's just a saying. It's just a saying. And his bro
could, because I will.
His bro could just knocked out and was like, fucking what? Fucking what?
That's so funny.
Who's getting fucking knocked out? You're getting fucking knocked out.
It must be a nightmare as a builder. So we're thinking of knocking this through. You're knocking fucking what? No, come on. Question number two. Which of these Christopher Nolan films has Cillian Murphy not featured in? Inception, Batman Begins, or Interstellar? Well, he was in Inception.
Yep. I don't think he was in Interstellar, was he?
No, he was in Batman Begins, so it's Interstellar. Done. Number three. Sometimes they're just as quick as that.
I know. Yeah.
Number three.
I have noticed that.
We don't have to have a laugh.
How many Oscars? Preferably not. How many Oscars has Daniel Day-Lewis won?
Four. Oh, Christ. This is tricky, isn't it?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
I don't reckon you're going to get this right. I don't mean that in any way, but I just think if you're calling Daniel Day-Lewis Daniel David Lillis, I just reckon you don't know his back catalogue that well. That's sort of like a prediction.
No,
it's a prediction.
Back catalogue.
Who was his name again? Don't look at the paper.
Daniel
Day-Lewis. Daniel Day-Lewis, but I like yeah. He's thrown in Dave.
Yeah.
Daniel, Dave and Lewis. What was that? Three people. Daniel, Dave and Lewis collectively have won how many Oscars?
Four.
All right, we'll go four.
If Ash gets this right, we trust her gut for the rest of the quiz,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
Question number four, Blake Lively. Oh, yes, ooh. Topical, listen. Oh, you don't like Blake Lively?
Oh, I know all the tea about Blake Lively.
Really? Can you give me a quick synopsis of what happened? Because it's been all over the news, and I've not really followed it.
Okay, so basically, Colleen Hoover wrote a book called The End of Us, which is about domestic abuse, that she took inspiration from her parents, and Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively were like the main actors of a movie adaptation of the book, but Justin Baldoni was the director as well as the actor, and it appeared that so they'd done the movie and everything, and then after that Blake Lively was like, she wasn't really tending to the whole like DV aspect of the movie. She was just saying like, they were like, oh, if you've got any girls coming to watch the movie, what advice would you give them? And she was like, bring your florals. She's basically saying, like, wear your florals and, like, it's like a girly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, whereas Justin Baldoni, he was, like, very much being, like, talking about how serious and important the movie was for domestic violence victims. And so she got loads of, like, backlash from that. So then, like, Blake Lively basically had this sort of, like, smear campaign. She had an interview, like, years later where she was really, really rude and, like, mean to the interviewer. So the interviewer basically said to her, I like your little bump. And then she was like, oh, I like your little bump. And then the woman was like, okay. And then she started being like, I wonder if they would ask men the same thing. And she was only speaking to the girl that was, like, in the interview with her rather than the interviewer. And it was really... it's like really uncomfortable to see. So then everybody started hating on Blake Lively, and then Blake Lively came out with a lawsuit against Justin Baldoni accusing him of sexual harassment, and also said that his team had made a smear campaign against her and basically had like started all of this negative attention towards Blake Lively. So then everybody flipped to Blake Lively's side, and they were like, oh, it's a tale of like the Johnny Depp and the Heard situation. Yeah, it's like it felt very like similar to all of that. Then Justin Baldoni, like the true gossip girl he is, he brought out a website where he put all the receipts on there about basically.
What do you mean the receipts? Like,
so he put like text messages, voice notes, everything. So his lawyers put on their own website where they were basically exposing the entire timeline from beginning to end of their experience with not only Blake Lively but Ryan Reynolds. And it turned out that Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are trying to pretty much kind of steal the show. And basically he put on all the screenshots, and I read, it's 400 pages, and I read most of it.
You read most of the 400
pages?
Yeah.
I love stuff like this. So I read it all, and basically he was like forced out of his own movie by the power of Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, because they basically spent all of their budget on getting Blake Lively, and then she started making all kinds of crazy demands that she wanted to do the edit, she wanted to have her own cut of the movie, and that she wanted to pitch that to the audience, and she wanted to take over.
Wow.
So like basically he made his own website, and it's now everyone hates Blake again. the actual book, It Ends With Us, the rights would have, they were sold to Justin Baldoni, but they can't be sold to him if he's like done something unethical. So I think that that's why Blake Lively accused him of sexual harassment, so that she can get the rights to the movie. Because she's been saying this whole time that she would love to do a whole thing over the movie.
But like, that is just sort of like hearsay. There's no, nothing's been proven.
I mean, it's hearsay, but it's pretty clear if you read his website.
It's clearsay.
Oh, it's, wow. It's clearsay.
Okay. Wow, that's an absolute whistle-stop tour of the situation, which means you're going to get this question right. But Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni have both initiated legal proceedings against one another. They were co-stars in which recently released movie?
It Ends With Us.
It Ends With Us.
I wouldn't have had a clue with that.
Question number 5. Donald Trump is allegedly 6'3". Okay, quite tall. Is he? They put allegedly there. Maybe Max and Edna know something that we don't.
He does look about that tall. I'd have thought maybe tall.
Well, here comes the question then. How tall is Barron Trump? He's
lanky streak of piss, isn't he?
Well, Barron, is that his son?
Yeah, the one who everyone's laughing at. What came to me was 6'7", but I think he might be taller.
6'7". 6'7"? Taller than 6'7"?
Mate, have you seen the images? Have you seen the images of him? It is ridiculous. I mean, he's a head taller than his dad.
No, but how tall is Donald Trump?
6'3", we've got here.
We're being told that Donald Trump is allegedly 6'3". So they put allegedly in. I think they know as well that maybe he's not really.
Yeah, okay,
because okay. I've seen Donald Trump stood next to Melania, and I think that they're not that far off.
And I don't think she's 6'3".
She's not over 6 foot, is she?
Are we thinking he's put it in all this allegedly stuff because it might not all add up? It might be
I think so.
Oh, Trump's allegedly 6'3". We've seen a picture of his son taller, but then allegedly his son is 6'2".
Well, this is it. I think I could see Barron Trump being 6'3", 6'4". But Donald
Even
Trump
though
being
we've all seen pictures exact- of
Donald Trump maybe being 5'11".
Yeah, maybe that's the news, yeah.
In the spirit of, like, light-hearted news becoming more broadcast, which we were talking about earlier, I really hope we continue this sort of thing in the news cycle of every 3 months there being another really tall son.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, I hope so.
Like, to have Gary Barlow and then Barron Trump,
was
like, who's next?
Field day with
Peter Andre's son, 8'2". I mean, it'd be lovely if that continues. I'm going to use Max and Edna's little clue of allegedly there to suggest that maybe Barron Trump is, you know what, I'm going to say him even spot on. I think maybe he is 6'3".
Yeah, let's go with that.
Let's say
he's
6'3".
Okay. Should we do the answers for the entertainment round?
Here we go. Ash, how do you feel after that round?
I feel really, really confident. I've never actually felt more confident.
What is the most popular social network in the UK? We said WhatsApp, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. We ruled out Instagram and Facebook quite quickly. I remember, I said WhatsApp quite early on. I don't know if we all remember that. We can rewrite the tape.
As I don't remember
Tyson's
that.
Gut is not agreeing with me. But I think
I'm sure you didn't say
really
that.
Sure Tyson's gut is...
Ash Tyson...
So, Mr. Fury's on the pod, how are we?
Are you related to Mike Tyson?
Tyson's gut. I wanted YouTube, but Ash came in and went, WhatsApp. WhatsApp. Your gut said WhatsApp. Went with your gut.
Yeah.
Your gut's come in good.
I thought so.
Which of these Christopher Nolan films is Cillian Murphy? You said Cillian Murphy. What is it? What is the pronunciation?
Fucking hell, you've been hanging on to that for the fucking whole round, haven't you?
Wanted to bring it up.
Didn't mention it when I said it about question two about half an hour ago. But you just thought, you know what? We do the answers. I'll fucking call him up on that. And he said Cillian Murphy, the prick.
But they also try to pretend it, even though I know I'm right, going, who's right there? Oh, it was me. Oh, okay, fair enough. By the by.
I was quite confident on this one.
Yeah, you were, and correct, Interstellar. So, guys, that's 2 for 2.
Exactly.
How many Oscars has Daniel Day-Lewis won?
Oh, 4.
So close. It was 3. So, we were wrong with that, but it was close. Your gut was one off, so we'll allow your gut that.
Your gut was one off. So, the Blake Lively one, though, you're going to get.
So, question 4.
So, we said this ends with us.
Did we? Do you want to just check the answer there?
I know what you're getting at, right?
And if it's one, just, obviously one we had a lot. We had a big talk about this.
Yeah, we did.
This has probably taken up about 23% of the pod.
Yeah.
To end with the
and
answer,
let me just say,
it ends with
word.
Us. It ends with us. The answer is this ends with us.
Yeah, and so it depends on what context you're talking about. Because I was saying...
It depends on what context.
Because you were saying... I was saying it as in it. We're all talking about it. But obviously, if you're Colleen Hoover, you're going to say this because it's in your hands.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the title, there is only one title of the film, and the title of the film
is... So, you went on a 20-minute lecture about the history of Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni.
I think I should have it. I mean, I know I enough about
exactly,
it.
Exactly, the amount of knowledge.
With your two little letters...
We need to get in the mind of Max and Edna here.
I know for a fact Edna would be absolutely sound with this because she's never ever cared about the word this being replaced with it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what they do care about, ambulance wait times. Okay, so we're going to give ourselves a point for that, okay? So we're on 3 out of 4 for this round. It's close enough. It's only a couple of letters. I think Max and Edna would give that. So, and then finally, Donald Trump is allegedly 6'3". How tall is Barron Trump? I was sure I'd read 6'7". Jake got a little bit smart.
Yeah,
and he started looking into the, but what about the word allegedly? What about the word? What about the word? And he got a bit clever. So we went with 6'3" because Jake thought that he was doing something about Trump's 6'3" allegedly. So his son, who's clearly taller, might be the same height to then prove that Trump's shorter.
Well, I am still here, you know.
Because Max and Edna said like the word allegedly.
He's talking about me in the third person, so I'm not even here.
And me and you, we were like...
We were going, he's 6'7" at least. He's 6'7". Mate, it's by the by. It's water under the bridge. The answer's 6'7".
I haven't been addressed in that whole situation. You two just slagged me off as if I've been left the room.
So 6'7" is the answer, but also acceptable. 6'8", 6'9", all acceptable. Broad spectrum there we could have got into. But so that leaves us at the end of the second round with a 3 out of 5, which I believe puts us on a 5 out of 10.
Yeah. Which isn't great, is it?
No, that is great.
It's not bad, but...
It's great. You're going to describe that as great.
I think it's great.
No, it's not great, but...
I think it's fantastic.
But going into the final round, if we can get a full house with the final round, then 10 out of 15 is brilliant. Then we're looking at something really good.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to take a bit of a breather from the quizzing, and let's talk to...
Oh, no, she's gutted.
No, but only briefly, we're picking it back up.
I hate
up.
Breathing.
Let's talk let's talk to our guest, Ash Tyson, or Tyson, as Jake would call you.
Just call me Tyson.
Are we right in thinking you've got your own podcast, or is that...
Well,
I
did start my own podcast,
yeah.
But it was never sort of official. It was literally just like me and my laptop at home.
Mm.
But then I broke my
laptop. A one-person podcast?
Yeah,
that's a monologue.
Yeah, it was a monologue. And I started getting really depressing as I was doing it. Like, I would be like, okay, let me crack a few jokes, do a little podcast.
I don't think any doctor would advise that.
No, I don't know. I'd be listening back to it and I was like, am I okay? But yeah, so I actually broke my laptop and then lost all the podcast equipment. Yeah, so I bought like four microphones and then I lost all of them.
It's spenny stuff. It's spenny stuff.
How did you lose the microphones?
Well, I lost one and then it was just... I just lost the rest.
You know what happens? You lose one microphone, the others go missing as well.
Oh, you know, you lose one and then it's all downhill from there.
Yeah, but they must be in the house.
I think that they are, but it doesn't really matter because I spilt a whole bowl of cereal over my laptop anyway, so I can't really do anything.
It's by the by. So you started content, creating content quite early on.
Yeah.
And then when did you think, like, you know, I'm going to do this whole TikTok thing, I'm going to make a go of it?
Yeah, well, it's just like, I honestly feel like whenever I've got into sort of like any job, I've always been really good at it for a couple months and then I'll start to... lose my dopamine starts running out for it and then I just start to like get really bad at it and like I feel like content creation is something that is the only thing that I've ever really been good at and really stuck to since I was younger. Yeah, and it's like something that just doesn't feel like a job to me. Like people say to me all the time, like, how do you even think of like your idea? How do you even come up with these ideas? Like, how do you think what to say? And like without sounding like I'm being a dick, but like it's not that hard.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
I just have that. I'm just that way inclined. Mm-hmm. Like I just think of funny things, and like I'm able to just do that.
And also,
thing.
once the cat's out of the bag, that's all you're thinking about.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, and like pretty much any situation that I've ever been in, I've always made observations about them, and people have been like, "That's hilarious," and that's just how I see the situation as like awkward, and that's just the way my brain's inclined.
But like, and it's fair to say most of your content is just you authentically talking into the camera.
Yeah.
How much of it is pre-planned what you're going to say, or can you just turn the camera on and talk into the camera and just sort of trust what's going to come out will be funny?
I pretty much do just improv it.
Really?
Yeah, I would honestly say 90% of the time my videos are improv.
Wow.
I'll have like an idea of something that I'm going to start with and then I'll improv it because I always feel like if I just sort of let my brain run free and I'll like improv a bit, it comes out way funnier than when I prepare it. Like the amount of times I'd have been like, that's funny, you should write it down. And I've wrote it down in my notes and I've tried to do a bit over it. It's just not done as well. But then like if I've had like a little idea of where to start, those are always the videos that do really well. I think that maybe people sense the actual awkwardness of me trying to think of something next to say, but I'm just backed up by the idea that it's meant to be awkward.
That would lead you really well into like stand-up. Something like that, something that is really awkward. Is that something you're looking at?
Yeah, so I did a stand-up gig the other day. I have a hard time with stand-up because I get like paralysis by analysis. Like I'll say to myself, there's a formula to this. And then I'll start to try and follow a formula and then I feel like I can't, like my authentic self isn't coming out. Like I'll write a bit and I'm like, it's funny, but it's not me. Like it's not my style of humour. I'm just trying to fit into a bracket. And then so then I posted on my story recently being like, oh, I'm just having a hard time with stand-up. And people were just saying like, you need to just simplify it because you're a funny person. So just like think of a story and make it funny. It doesn't have to be a funny story. It doesn't have to be funny material.
Ash, so I've seen a lot of your content talks about you had quite a late diagnosis of ADHD.
I did, yeah.
How wild to like find that sort of thing out when you're an adult. Do you find comedy like a good outlet to sort of like work with your ADHD? How does it work in tandem?
Yeah, so like before I was diagnosed with ADHD, I just thought I was weird. So it was like I would suppress a lot of like my inner dialogue of like, you know, like social observations and stuff. And then when I was diagnosed with ADHD and I realised that, like, I actually have a different brain, I was really able to lean into it.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, okay, so this is who I am for sure. So I'll just, like, embrace it. And then, yeah, and then it really aided me in my comedy because I was just able to like I just didn't have so much of a pushback as I did before. Like I did when I was younger growing up, I didn't dare say half the things that I would say now because I felt like a weirdo because I didn't know I was neurodivergent, so I just thought I was weird.
There's a big sort of misunderstanding with like the power of diagnoses for these sorts of things because it gives people the ability to just sort of like have a calmness of like, oh, I can just not shy away or feel any shame of like how my brain's working. Actually, like you say, I can lean into it and just be more of myself, right?
Yeah, it took me out of the race against neurotypicals, 100%. Like, growing up, I was always like,
I'm not in this race, that's
what they're putting it. I would race against them all, like, they're doing this when at this stage in their life, or they're doing this at this age, or they feel like this about this, so I should feel like that. And when I realised that I wasn't neurotypical, I was like, thank fuck, because I always thought that was really boring.
Yeah.
And so, like,
I don't want to be like this.
I don't want to be like that, though. I don't get joy the same way that they do. I don't get like satisfaction off of the little things like they do, so what am I even trying for? So like to take myself out of that race against neurotypicals, people that I will never ever be like even if I tried to, was so freeing for me to just be like, okay, so this is who I am and this is what I can and can't do.
I think a lot of people hearing that will find that quite like a liberating, empowering thing of like, I can just run my own race. I don't have to be trying to
have to be good at housework if I'm good at being a friend. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If I'm really good with advice.
Filthy fucking house though, isn't it? I mean, it is. Come round for a cup of tea. What a good friend. You get there. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Do you mind just doing a bit? Do you mind just swinging the hoover around
for me? You wipe your shoes on the way out.
You be the cleaner.
It's a shithole, my house. Don't get me wrong, but I'm a good friend.
You're a good friend, and you're a good team member as well. We very much enjoyed having you on our team.
You stop wasting time on things that you just know that is not in your DNA. So
which is why you came down from Yorkshire to London to spend a day doing a pub quiz.
Exactly.
With two blokes you met off the internet. Exactly.
And this I'm good at.
But Ash, right, no, you're a very good friend, and you're a very good teammate, and you're a very, very good comedian.
Oh my God, I promised myself I wouldn't cry today. I'll break my own promise.
So funny. Like, genuinely so naturally funny. Where can people find your socials? What is your
So on TikTok, I am No Hun, I don't have TikTok. I'm not going to change the username, but it's been
you
like
that
since lockdown.
That's
and then on TikTok, it's Tyson Ashlin.
Amazing. So yeah, I would recommend everyone to go and check out Ash's content.
Thanks so much, guys.
So naturally funny. Should we do the final round of the quiz?
Yeah.
I think so. Are you ready for this?
Oh,
it's science, Ash. How are you on science?
Science?
Science, yeah. Science, any good at science at school?
Well, there's an eye in science.
Okay, so I'm not sure they're going to be that good. No. oh, yeah, anyway. So, look, question number one. The human brain is divided into how many lobes? How many lobes?
You've got your frontal lobe.
Yep, lovely stuff. You've both done the same action.
25.
Wow, good fact, Liam.
Well, because that's what people talk about. They say you're not fully developed until you're 25.
It's true.
But like, I don't quite understand the front row, but they say you're not fully developed. But my my girlfriend keeps doing stuff where she'll be like, I didn't used to like mushrooms, and now it's a frontal lobe. And I'm thinking, I just think that's your taste buds developing.
Me and my partner in the exact same phase. Like, everything we're like... That's the frontal lobe right there.
Really?
Like, yeah, like just stuff that like for instance, like when I was younger, I used to be a pretty reckless like binge drinker. Like I wouldn't drink often, but if I went out, you could guarantee that I would get so drunk and like I was a binge drinker. But now I just have no interest in binge drinking at all. Like I'm just not bothered
just
for it.
Just steadily pissed throughout the week.
Steadily pissed continuously, but no binging. But
I think you're right. I think that is a big thing. Like, I feel much more like... 3, 4, 5 years ago, be able to like almost drink sort of like 4 or 5 days on the bounce without feeling, and then get a takeaway all of them nights and just feel like I don't give a shit. Whereas now I have like a day drinking and I've sort of not gone to the gym or whatever and I've not had a vegetable and I go, I feel like shit now. I need to sort myself out.
This is just not, it doesn't feel good to do it. Like,
whereas
when
years
I was younger,
ago, I was like, I don't give a shit. Like, more of this, the better.
When I was younger and I'd speak to like 30 year olds and they'd be like, oh yeah, I had a drink last Thursday. Like, I'm taking it easy on the body. I used to think, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But no, I understand it. I'm like, I can feel it. I can feel it in my frontal lobe.
So we know
like,
about the frontal lobe then. We know the frontal lobe is one lobe.
Yeah.
Do we have any idea of how many other lobes there are?
5.
Fuck it.
Not other, there's 4 of us, so there's 5 in total.
Five lobes?
Yeah, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're counting your lobes as if they're fingers that you can actually sort of like tangibly touch.
Because it is, your lobes are fingers.
Okay, huge biological statement from Ash Tyson there.
Yeah, it's the first time you've heard it, and
five lobes is what we're going to go for.
You seem really confident with that. I don't know if you're winging it or you know it, but
it's my gut. Don't put it on me.
Well, look, your gut's not been great this far, but it's fine. Question number 2: how many minutes does it take from light from the sun to reach the earth?
7.
8 minutes.
I have to say I know this, and one of you is correct.
I thought it was 8.
It's 7.
Liam's correct. It's 8 minutes. I'm saying that.
It's still going. but you're right to still go. No, I still think it's 7. Because what does this mean?
I'm not.
And he's like, is it easy for sun?
Trust me, like
one
it to me.
Right.
It takes about 8 minutes.
You made it all a bit Chris Tarrant, didn't you?
I've been at the sun and I've been
right
on
there.
The earth.
One of you's right there. And then he left
it's
a pause.
It's an entertainment podcast, for God's sake.
There's bones on him on Ted DeHooks, who's right?
It's an entertainment podcast, what are we trying to do?
As if that's a definitive, oh yes, I'm right.
Yeah, we'll see what it is.
I've been to for going, come on.
Do you know what, I hope it's not 8, so you're wrong.
It's an easy answer sheet. Right.
Question number 3. What power plant near Kiev, Ukraine, released radioactive fallout across much of Europe and renders thousands of acres of land near the accident site uninhabitable for thousands of years? I mean, it's not a fun question, is it? She's come down from London for a couple of pints and a laugh.
This is what I recall from Max and Edna last time, is that you'd all be laughing along and then they're dropping like Russell Brand, was it? And you go, oh, okay, right. They're known for this.
We're having a laugh with the light and the sun and the lobes and the brain, and then so do we know this one?
Wait, sorry, what?
The power plant near Kiev in Ukraine that released radioactive fallout across much of Europe and renders thousands.
Chernobyl.
Yeah. Chernobyl indeed, yeah.
Yeah, it would be like.
Question number 4, true or false? A cloned endangered ferret.
What?
Me.
Oh my God, I feel seen.
Do you remember we had this last time as well? They gave a true or false and it was about rats doing something.
How are you meant to know? Are you happy that Max and Edna are back, Liam?
I am actually. It's nice to have that sense of familiarity. I didn't think I'd miss them, but now they're back, and I'm pleased that Ash has got to experience them.
I hope to see them again.
Yeah.
I like the familiarity considering we're hanging out with a stranger.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're the stranger, Ash.
Sorry. Oh no. Trust me, I've been here before.
Ah! Question number 4: true or false? A cloned endangered ferret called Antonia gave birth in 2024. I mean, don't know. Max, Edna, you obviously heard us slag off this bit of the quiz last time. I don't know why you...
Also, I tell you what they've got glory from is that we slagged it off and going it was false. It's like a bit of a loser who's made it up.
I don't think we remember calling
them
a loser.
No, I did.
And then it ended up being true.
I think I have insight because I am also a clown. So
I forgot about this.
Yeah.
You should have asked this to me.
I'm an MK Ultra.
Because I remember
clown.
I subscribed to you on Clonely Fans.
That was so good.
So with your insight, a cloned endangered ferret called Antonia gave birth in 2024.
I'm going to say that's true because I was there.
Final question of the round. In anatomy, what is the mentum? The mentum.
Well, it's pretty obvious.
Oh, thank God. So let's do it. What have you got? The mentum. In anatomy, I don't know this, but you said it was obvious.
What
so
is the mentum?
The mentum.
Well, it's pretty obvious.
Oh, so if we don't... If we don't know this, it's quite embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. The power mover, yeah.
It's pretty obvious.
What do you think it is out of interest? Or?
Well, it's somewhere...
Oh, really? Is it a little bit... Ash has just done a sort of little side eye there. It's somewhere...
It's near the butt.
The mentum.
I think we would either go bum or arse now. No one goes right in the middle and goes butt.
I'm American.
But. You're an American clone. Right.
All right, should we just put butt?
Just put butt for now, but it's...
Butt for now? Let's put butt for now! What a sentence. Right, Ash, how do you think we did on that round? Out of five, what do you reckon? Prediction?
Five out of five.
Question number one. The brain is divided into how many lobes? Ash Tyson counted them. She counted them using her hand on the external side of her skull.
Well, I can
feel it. She said five. It was four lobes. So,
well, I've got an extra one.
You went one too many with Daniel Day-Lewis
as
well.
No, I think I've got an extra lobe.
I think you've just got a plus one going on at the minute.
Yeah, you've got something. You've got something going on, Ash. Question number two. How many minutes does it take light from the sun to reach the earth? Ash said seven. Liam said eight. I decided that I was the fountain of knowledge.
Executioner, yeah.
And it's lucky I did, because it was 8 minutes. Mm. It was 8 minutes. Liam, how do you feel about that?
I knew that.
Yeah, I think I knew it.
Well, you did that.
I mean, I don't feel any better for the fact that you said it was right.
But. You don't feel any better about that? I thought it'd be a nice thing.
No, actually, no, it was nice.
Yeah, it is nice. We're all a pop quiz thing together. That's a lovely thing.
I hope you don't.
It was actually really nice. I feel really warm.
Slag her off for saying seven.
But he's also put bonus point for 8 minutes and 20 seconds. We're not getting the bonus, but that's okay.
We don't want your bonus, Edna. Question three. The power plant in Kiev that had radioactive fallout, it was Chernobyl.
Yeah, we got that.
I know
that. Number four, true or false? A cloned endangered ferret called Antonia gave birth in 2024. Ash, you said you were there, which was a big turnout for the books, actually. I don't think any of us expected that.
I was the only one there.
You were the only one there, and did you say it was true or false?
True.
Which is why we said true, and it was true.
Finally, the guts coming good.
Well, the chances of you being there at the birth of that ferret and being on this podcast.
The guts coming good on the 50-50.
And finally, question number five. In anatomy, what is the mentum? I mean, we would have thought that with the theme of the podcast being Ash's gut, it might have been somewhere in that region. You said butt, not gut.
No, I think I said gut, didn't I?
Do you think it's gut or butt? I'll let you change your answer.
What's the answer?
It's chin. So it's it is the lower... They put chin, brackets, lower jaw is acceptable. In a really passag way that makes me sort of suggest lower jaw might not be acceptable to them. But yeah, we thought we would get 5 out of 5 on that. We got three out of five.
Which I believe brings our total to an 8.
I think that's brilliant.
Out of 15.
That's brilliant. I think that's brilliant. Sure, it might be brilliant. What it is, definitely is about half marks.
Mm.
And is that we happy with that?
It's not great, I would say. Okay.
Which is like...
So, Ash, we rate the quiz in three categories. Wow, a fake cigarette. You're like a 50s film star.
Go on.
So, rating category number one, in terms of playability, out of 10, what would you give Max and Edna's quiz? Out of 10, playability.
Well, give them an 8.
Give them an 8. Ooh. Yeah, very good. What we got out of 15. In terms of questions, range of questions, how do you feel the range of questions was out of 10?
5.
Oh, you thought it was quite...
I'm sorry.
Quite
no,
limited.
No.
You say what you want to say.
I think 5.
5.
Really? What would you have liked more of in there?
I'd have liked more pop culture.
Yeah.
You are continuing to have the fake biro cigarette. So look, final category is good vibes. This is Max and Ed have a part in this, but also we've been a team together. It's about the good vibes that you've had.
And
out of 10.
Vibes that are good.
Brilliant.
How good out of 10?
10.
Wow. 10 out of 10.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, and I've actually never gave that before on Vibes.
And you're doing a vibrating, what, 3 to 4 times a week these
yeah,
days?
Yeah, I'm known for giving a 3 out of 10 on Vibes. Trust me. So I've got no friends.
When's your train's not for a while, is it?
No.
Come on then, let's. Shall we just go downstairs?
Just hang on. Before
we
wrap
up. Keep these good vibes are going.
Yeah, go on, let's do it.
Before we wrap up, just a final thank you to Max and Edna.
Yeah, thanks Max and Edna.
Or Max and Ed, allegedly. Who do their quiz at the Haverstock Tavern in Chalk Farm every Sunday at 7:30 if you want to catch their quiz.
I'll be there.
Thank you to them, and thank you to our brilliant guest, Ash Tyson.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, guys. Thank you for inviting me.